Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. Well, I got going, and I always need to get going. Someone has to reach down in you and get you going. So you who were not here this morning, but I woke up this morning just straight up in my bed, and the Lord said to me, and of course you know that the Lord said to me at the beginning of the year, in 2014, the church must dawn, D-O-N, glory. And he said, Esther put on the Holy Spirit. Well, I've made a list, and I'm going to pass out some things to you all before we leave here, of some of the scriptures and things we've studied. Because I knew that dawn means put on. So I just put in my computer, put on. And got out the scriptures. And one of them is, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the armor of light. And I forgot to put on there about Esther. And what I had known about her. So turn to Esther chapter 5. And you know the story. And you know the story. The Jews were in the Persian. Prince of Persia in the airs up above was trying to wipe them out. And you know the story of Esther and how she became queen, little Jewish girl. And then Haman, we've just passed Purim when they celebrate all this. And Haman, wicked Haman, was trying to wipe them out, and he had a plan to get rid of all the Jews. And so God's people were in trouble. Satan was trying to wipe them out. And this little Jewish girl had been put into the harem of the king, really with the status of queen. And her relative, either an uncle or a cousin, Mordecai, heard about the plan, and so he started sending messengers to her in that harem. And he told her what had happened, and he asked her to go before the king for the people. And so Esther said to him, this is in Esther chapter 4, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king, into the inner court, who's not called, there's one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king should hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I've not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And so the messenger told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai sent a message back to Esther. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I believe every single person in here has come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I think you were born at the right time and you are the right age. And he has a path and a derrick for you. Hallelujah. Then Esther bade them return to Mordecai this answer. And it actually says in the Hebrew, assemble all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days. Night or day, I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on, now I'm reading from the King James, look down there if you have one, her royal apparel, and stood in the inner court of the king's house. And you know she received favor. But this King James Bible, if you see words in there that are italicized, that means they're not there. So it literally said, in the King James, it would say, Esther put on royal and stood in the midst. But in the Hebrew, it says, Esther donned royalty. Esther put on royalty. And the sage's comment on that is, in the Talmud, the word royalty refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. In other words, the Holy Spirit. Esther put on the Holy Spirit upon her and moved under the anointing of the Spirit upon. So this morning, the Lord woke me up with this scripture. And then I knew that we need to make a three-day commitment, and we started it this morning. This is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. To fast the flesh. That doesn't mean necessarily gravy and potatoes or whatever. It can mean fast worry, fast shopping, fast fear, fast whatever it is. I know what it is for me. But all of us corporately, you can do things corporately that are higher and more powerful than things you can do singularly. We are the temples singularly, but we gathered are the temple. And the Holy Ghost can work in the temple when we're gathered. And so we made a commitment this morning. And so you who were not here this morning, or you who are there joining us on the internet, if you just join with us to put the flesh down, whatever that means to you, and let the Spirit rise up so we can hear from God. 3 days is an interesting study in the Bible. We're going to come to some of that tonight. So I want you to turn with me now. Remember last night I talked about the vision I had in Atlanta? Were you here last night? You remember when I came to Sunday school that Sunday with my face half made up? Because that's when I had the vision. Imagine you come to your Sunday school class, you're half fixed up, but you've had a vision. You saw the fall. You saw a man fall from the glory of God down to the pit. And you heard the devil say, to God, because God had said that man's going to have dominion over the work of his hands. And you hear the devil, who thinks he's won, taunt God. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? And then I saw God with this box in him, marked top secret. And he didn't tell the devil, what are you going to do now? Because he already did it. There was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But he kept it a secret all through the Old Testament. It's a secret, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it wasn't revealed until there came along Paul. And Paul received the revelation of the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But God showed me his position in the fall. He said, I want you to look at it from my position. He said, if I had clasped, the natural reaction of any man to a fallen son is to clasp him to his bosom. If I had done that, I would have destroyed, I would have consumed, I would have burned up Adam and with him all mankind. And Satan would have won because he stopped my words. All Satan has to do to win is stop God's word from coming to pass. So then he showed me Terry, and he said to me, my oldest son at that time, he's still the oldest son, but at that time he was a cowboy, and bull rider and real skinny and had a big silver buckle. And he was standing there. I saw him and I just wanted to squeeze him. And he said, "What if you could not hug Terry? For if you hugged him, you would consume him. You would burn him up." And I thought, I'd probably forget. Because, you know, I had an urgency to in that vision, I had an urgency to hug him. He said, and then he started teaching me about the glory. And the revelation, all of it that came to me, Chip and Jared said to me today, "Mom, you gave that with an anointing. We hear you give it, but you gave it with a greater anointing." And I said, "That's because it's where it came. It came in this room. That's why we had to have the meeting in this place. This is the place that Rachel birthed. And this is the place I was when the revelation came." Teaching a Sunday school class, thank God for the... I don't know what in the world that class was like that day. But I know one thing, every single one of us got blessed. Every single one of us got the revelation. It wasn't just me, it was all of us. And we're still going for God. Bless the Lord, because it was a revelation. Now, God and his man were separated for 2 days as God sees time. A day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. And he has not any closeness with man in the way that he was before. Until Moses goes out on a mountaintop. Not a mountaintop, but far away feeding sheep. And there's a burning bush. Because the earth has fallen into the curse. And if God touches that earth, whew, lightning strikes. So Moses sees that burning bush. And God tells him, "I want you to bring my children." And he tells them in Exodus chapter 3, "I want you to bring them 3 days' journey out into the wilderness to worship, out into the mountain to worship me." 3 days, as it has something, it's like the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It has to do with wholeness, completeness. And you know, Pharaoh, he offered, "I'll let you go 2 days. "No," Moses said, "we got to go 3 days. So finally, with all the plagues and everything that happened, they go out to the mountain to meet with God, whom they have not had his presence. He has not been down here with them. Of course, he always knows everything, and he's omnipresent, but he hasn't been really with his people. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19. "And Jehovah said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready the third day."
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in the Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.